USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden is traveling to South Korea and Japan, a visit seen crucial as efforts to bolster regional cooperation and to counter China. With more on the Quad Summit taking place in Japan on the 24th, National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
The Prime Minister of Japan, the Prime Minister of India, and the Prime Minister of Australia. And we believe that this summit will demonstrate, both in substance and in vision, that democracies can deliver and that these four nations working together will defend and uphold the principles of a free and open Indo-Pacific.
A monkeypox outbreak in several European countries and one United States state may become the largest outbreak of the virus outside of Africa, but it's not likely to cause a global pandemic like COVID. It's related to smallpox. Monkeypox has two main types, the West African, which has a fatality rate of about 1%, and the Congo Basin, with a fatality rate of around 10%. USA Radio News.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-272-1955. That's 1-800-272-1955. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-272-1955.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
War in Europe again is having a harsh reality. The number of refugees is staggering. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The United Nations says most of the 6 million Ukrainian refugees fleeing the Russian invasion are women and children. Florida Republican Congressman Michael Walls tells Fox News that he is concerned Ukrainian refugees could be vulnerable to human trafficking.
They take their passport, they take their work papers, they have nowhere to go, and then suddenly they're caught in a labor trafficking ring with nowhere to go.
He says he is part of a group establishing a bipartisan effort to combat human trafficking of Ukrainian refugees, the UN Refugee Agency saying they are monitoring the situation and looking for ways to create safer systems for Ukrainians.
Today is National Pizza Day, and for those of us with a big heart, it's also National Rescue Dog Day. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
It's been almost 3 weeks since a leaker disclosed a draft document from the Supreme Court indicating a decision to overturn the 1973 Roe v. Wade ruling on abortion may be in the works. Representative Matt Rosendale from Montana on Newsmax Thursday says at least some of the justices have to know who the guilty party is.
I think that we all could probably agree that the justices that were appointed by Democrat presidents know who the leaker was. Okay, so it is known by some of the participants there who actually released that information. What bothers me is not only the undermining that it did of the institution and the trust factor that these folks have with each other now. It makes it very difficult to work with each other, to have these conversations, to have the good open debate, and that is what the court and that's what Congress is all about. Once you have fractured that trust factor, it's very, very difficult to restore it.
Vote counting in Pennsylvania's Republican primary for the U.S. Senate marched into its third day as Dr. Mehmet Oz and former hedge fund CEO David McCormick remained essentially tied with thousands of ballots left to be counted. Oz, who was endorsed by President Trump, led McCormick by 1,122 votes on Thursday. Pennsylvania's Department of State, which oversees elections, said Thursday that there are about 38,000 mail-in and absentee ballots left to be counted. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.